Listening Library presents Who Were the Tuskegee Airmen? By Sherry L. Smith. Read for you by Larry Herron. Who Were the Tuskegee Airmen? January 20th, 1945. The plane was not going to make it back to the airfield in Italy. U.S. Airman Larry Fleischer shivered inside the B-24 bomber as it limped through the skies. World War II had been raging for more than 5 years. In late 1941, the United States had joined with England, Canada, and other countries to defeat Nazi Germany and its allies. B-24s played a major role in winning the war. Fleischer's plane, however, had been hit while dropping bombs on a Nazi airbase in Austria. Two of the engines were out. The bombing doors in the belly of the plane had jammed open. The wind was roaring in at 60 degrees below zero. Fleischer had already lost a boot trying to unstick the doors. Now he was afraid he might lose his foot to frostbite. The plane needed to land soon. But where? Down below, the Italian coast was fast approaching. Fleischer and the rest of the crew scouted for a safe landing area. It was the co-pilot who found their best hope. He spotted an airfield, but it was one that didn't show up on any of their charts. We really were expecting it to be a German field, because why wouldn't it be on one of our maps? Fleischer recalled. If that were true, the pilot and crew would be taken as prisoners. But there was no other choice. The pilot carefully brought the plane in for landing.